The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, reporting from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 11th day of October, 2017. And in studio is Michael Herzog.
That would be me.
And remember me, folks, remember these words. What's the best way to screw something up? You be the poster boy. You lead the opposition. Frank in North Carolina, what say you, Frank?
Well, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, day one, that first news prep conference that I saw with Sheriff Lombardo, right? There was this guy standing to his left. I haven't watched a whole lot of news conferences since then, but I did watch that one the first day. There was this guy standing to his left, so it would be to the right of your TV screen as you're looking at your screen. He had like a white shirt on, no tie, like a suit jacket, and a crew cut, real short. I mean, not like down to the skin, but, you know, real, it kind of laid flat. And
it's called a high and tight. It's called a high and tight.
Yeah, well, I'm a Marine, so I know all about high and tights, but it wasn't really quite, it wasn't like, you know, skin close on the sides or anything.
Okay.
That's what high and tight is. But anyway, immediately, I've got three witnesses. First time I ever saw him, he had this intense look, but it was like he was ready to jump on anyone that stepped outside of the official narrative. I'm like, this is somebody's handler. I don't know if it's a sheriff's handler or what, but he is there to attack anybody that speaks, asks the wrong question or whatever. And I immediately said, this guy is an Israeli agent. I bet my life on it. I have three witnesses. That was morning number one I saw that. I would have bet my life on it. And you say his name is Rouse.
Aaron C. Rouse. And I was watching that press conference today, and I'm a student of body language, and I'm watching Mr. Rouse watching everything that Lombardo is doing, even his hand movements. He's scanning the crowds. He's looking at the reporters that are going to be asking the question. I mean, he is there. He is literally the gatekeeper.
And the other gatekeeper is, of course, Alex Jones, who is a bona fide Benedict Arnold. I mean, he's a traitor. I don't know when it happened. I don't know if he was put in there from the very beginning to become this character, this Israeli intelligence operation that he is, or if it's just happened more recently, or if it happened over time. But the guy is a traitor. I'm telling you, if I ever came upon him, it'd be worth it just to punch him right in the face. Well, I mean, this guy is the total epitome of a traitor.
Well, the years have not been kind to Alex. Michael, you said he's, what, 42 now?
43.
Yeah. He actually looks older than me now.
Yes. He's got
he looks older than me, yeah.
Yeah, he's got some serious problems. And I'm not, you know, I'm not banging him for his weight or whatever, but he was touting this, you know, these health products and whatever and showing his shirt off just here a few months ago. This guy is, you know, at least 60 pounds overweight. And, well, the years haven't been kind to him. And I think it's possible that it's the amount of stress that he's under. And I can recall the first time I ever met him, you know, and this is 11, 12 years ago. I had listened to him. I was one of his followers. I didn't know him. I had just been a new listener before I ever even met you, John. And I kept hearing him on the radio. He was, touting this event with Charlie Sheen, 9/11 conference back in 2006. And I took him at his word. He says, "I can't wait to meet you and shake your hand." I took him at his word. And when I finally met him and went to shake his hand,
you get the Alex Jones handshake. There's nothing.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing.
And he looked as paranoid as he could be. He looked like I was. He looked at me like I was crazy. He looked at me like, who are you?
Well, let me throw another one at you. What happened back? Okay. Well, let's go to what happened up in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Ed and Elaine Brown.
Yeah.
Ed and Elaine Brown. We went and got Randy Weaver.
Because we raised the money. I raised the money on my show in one day to finance that, thanks to the RBN listeners. They had been trying to raise money at WTPRN for a week to do that.
Right.
And I contacted Randy. As you know, I woke up in the morning, had a brilliant idea. I bounced it off Jack McLam, who affirmed it. I bounced it off you, who affirmed it. And we were going to take Randy up there to meet with Judge.
Well, wait a minute. Let me pick it up from here. This was the game plan. To go talk to the county sheriff, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Weaver walks into this county sheriff's office. Michael was there. I was there. I was the lead. Sat down and introduced myself. And I said, "Sheriff, this is getting a little bit out of hand here."
Randy wasn't with us. Randy bailed before we went to the sheriff's by ourselves.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. He had bailed on us that morning.
In the meantime, we had a few of the Alex Jones operatives, the very ones that smashed this network back in 2007.
Exactly.
Our game plan was very simple: to go up there and talk to Judge McAuliffe, okay, and to that county sheriff, and going, "Look, boys, this worked out badly before, ergo, here's the guy is a perfect example.
Who lost his wife and child.
The shenanigans were going on behind the scenes. He pulled out, and Alex Jones took over.
Well, he was coerced into pulling out because his cell phone was ringing in the back seat of your car, and it was Alex 3 or 4 times convincing him to bail. And the reason why we thought, or I thought it pertinent for him to see Judge McAuliffe, is because Judge McAuliffe's wife, Krista McAuliffe, is the one that died in the 86 shuttle disaster. And I thought, if this guy's got any heart at all, he could do, at minimum, just erase everything and start a new trial.
Fast forward to 2007, where the same person up there that helped derail this was the one Danny Romero. Alex was in direct contact with Randy Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Things got pulled asunder. Nothing ever happened out of that thing. We were minimized. And I went
We were told that the press conference was called off. And when we walked out of the sheriff's department, your phone started ringing. It was ABC, NBC, MSNBC. Good Morning America. And we both looked at each other dumbfounded, saying, "What's going on here?" So we turned around because we were headed back. We turned around and went. And to our amazement, the press conference was just getting ready to happen. And Ed Brown was courteous enough to allow us both to speak. And not only would Alex Jones not give us or sell us the coverage that he recorded, or that those guys recorded, he erased that portion of the conference that he aired on Prison Planet and InfoWars.com after that.
Fast forward to 2007.
Well, that's later 2007. Go ahead, because that was 2007.
That's exactly right. Later 2007, what happens to Republic Broadcasting Network?
You're hit.
We had Wes Perkins that dutifully kept the domain name for RBN Live. That's what it was before, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an absolute no-no. When you're employed by somebody and you tell them, "Look, you got a million things to do to set up a network, go set up a domain name, give me the bill for it." He kept it himself. And then Alex Jones moved in with Wes Perkins and Danny Romero, both employees of mine, stripped the network of all the host and most of the advertisers. And then following on the heels of that, did he have some inside information? "Your time to do this now, Alex. Do it now, because we got an inkling here that 2008 is not going to necessarily be a rosy year. And we have never come back to the strength that we were in 2007, but we have stuck around." we have stuck around. Now, your list, my God, we watched a very well-done video and narrative that happens to be the God's honest 100% truth of the people that worked for Alex Jones that either got fired or made to be so miserable that they quit. By the way, Joe Casalano, when he first went to work for InfoWars, he spoke to the fact of Alex's ego and said that, look, first-hand account, he says, everybody I've got working for me is nothing but a bunch of screw-ups.
Well, let me go so far as to say this, and I'm not sure whether you've done this yet, because you and I both watched half of this video, and the number of ex-employees is immense, to name just a few. But David Icke, I'm only halfway through, and I'm listening to David Icke talk about it right now. I don't know whether you've posted it on the website or not, but I would suggest if you haven't, you do, so the listening audience can go in there and listen to it for themselves.
But there was a better one than that. That was the video that Aaron and Melissa Dykes, they still will not talk about it because they're under threat of being sued by Alex Jones.
And Alex has threatened, Alex has intimidated all of these people into keeping their mouth shut.
Well, he tried that with me.
Well, you didn't sign a non-disclosure agreement.
No, I didn't. No, no, I certainly didn't. But he tried to bury this thing with a hack that he himself orchestrated against this network. I was having lunch with him at Red Lobster down on 183 and 35. And he sat at that very table and he said, "Look," he said, "we need to let this thing drop. You got to promise me you won't talk about it anymore. Otherwise, I will sue you." Did it stop me from talking about it?
No.
And have I been sued?
No.
And I tell you the reason why I haven't been, because I've told the damn truth. He got his ass kicked by his ex-wife in court. Do you think that he would fare any better with me? I don't think
it
so.
It would be far worse.
Oh, brother. And who's he appealing to now? The millennials. People used to criticize me. Well, you got a bunch of old farts that listen to your network. These are old school people with life experience that are not easily manipulated and lied to. When they hear a lie, they generally recognize it. So who does Alex take on? The millennials, the 30s and unders, the impressionable, the people with no experience. And Mike Slatichek here listens to Alex just to tune in for a few minutes just to get the feel of what he's talking about. Some of the idiot callers that are calling into his show, folks, it's a waste of damn time. Now, on top of all this, what you know, we know the knowns and the unknowns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've got enough on my plate right now.
I want to interject one thing, and Alex has gone off, and I've heard him do it, about the censoring. Okay, and the fact that Google and Twitter and all these, you know, YouTube is censoring his videos, and he's all up in the air about that. And the question I have is this, then. If he's so concerned about that, how is it that all of his products are popping up all over the place, Google, Twitter, dating sites, everywhere, that is in direct cohesion with these same people that he's complaining about? I don't understand that. If you are that incensed by it, Alex Jones, and you have that attitude that they are censoring you.
It wasn't a frontal assault on the Constitution, on the First Amendment. It was an assault to his piggy bank. It was the monetization
exactly.
That he was worried about.
Exactly. And this clip that I'm talking about, that's exactly what his former employees are talking about. It's all about the money. We've known that for years, John.
Years.
We've known it. It's all about the notoriety. It's all about the money. It's all about the fame. That's all it is.
Michael, let me ask you a question. And Frank, thanks for holding on during our little diatribe here, but hang on. Where do you think this network, with what my convictions and what my course has been, what do you think we could have done with the millions of dollars this guy has garnered?
I think we'd have this country back.
I think so. They would have had to have shot me by now. But the legacy and the damage would have already been done.
And now there is no doubt. There is absolutely no doubt, especially with what you just played tonight, okay, that Alex is working for the other side. This guy is a traitor, okay, to the movement, to America, to the Constitution itself. He is an absolute traitor.
Frank?
I believe that Alex Jones operates by the old cynical adage, there's a sucker born every minute. And I had people telling me, you know, 12 years ago, you know, Alex Jones, you go ahead and listen to him, you can get a lot of good information from him, but he's all about the money. This is a business operation. And I didn't believe it for years. I depended on him. And I wanted to believe, you know, that he was sincere and everything. But, you know, I hear him go on these attacks every now and then about, you know, the mainstream media or this person and that person. I mean, he doesn't mention you by name, but, you know, just different things. And he said, you know, I would never do business like that. I don't operate like that. And I'm like, Alex, you are everything that you rail against every day. I've come to know him very well, how he operates and everything. And everything that he says about what he detests and what he rails against, he is that. All he's got to do is look in the mirror. I'm like, Alex, you're describing, you'll go on a 3 or 4 minute rant. And I'm like, everything you just said applies to the person you see when you look in the mirror.
What did I say about leading the opposition? The question is when did he jump ship?
It's the only question I have.
I don't know.
I don't, Frank, I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you holding on. You know, I was contacted by a doctor's wife, and there was a problem that cropped up between Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones. Alex Jones was doing what he does, sues people, spends a lot of money on lawyers. He's got to sell more stuff to buy more lawyer time. He was going to sue Jeff Rentz because the dear father over there, the guy that dresses up, what's his name, Mike? Gosh, his name has slipped me.
Nathaniel
Kapner, yes, brother Nathaniel, made some comments in an article that was posted on Rentz. Wasn't Rentz's words, it was this guy's words. Well, here comes the lawsuit. Knowing full well that Jeff Rentz is not flush with cash, Jeff is over 70 now. I think he's still trying to sell that one car that he has. I'm not sure that he sold it. But the bottom line is, he didn't have that much money. But I know damn right well that Jeff Rentz has been out there long enough. I think he's had the longest-running website out of anybody out there. That all he would have to have done is ask for $5 from every listener, and he could have bought the lawyers needed to counter the suit against him. I got in there, and this is after, folks. This is post-attack on RBN. And the reason that I had done it is because we didn't need any more splits and division in the Patriot movement. Alex had sued me before, made a big stink about me. That didn't work well with his audience. He lost listeners. People were questioning me, why are you doing this? I'm going, because there's something here. It's not because, and you hear the old adages, oh, well, Statmiller's just jealous, or he's just the, I am not petty and I'm not vindictive. When all of this went down, Michael, I still intervened at the request of this woman, and I called Jeff Rentz. I'd never spoken to him before. 15 minutes into our conversation, he said, look, I got to stop you. And I'm thinking to myself, here it comes. He said, I've got to stop you. He said, you're nothing like what has been described to me. I said, let me take a guess. Who did the descripting? Was his initials AJ? And he says, you got it. I then called Alex Jones to find out his gripe. Alex, why are you trying to sue Jeff Rentz? He didn't say it. It took me 10 days to get Alex Jones to back off with his lawsuit. And the last conversation I ever had with that man, and I'm waiting, Michael, for the obvious question out of all of it. Because Alex knew what he did to me. He planned it. And I'm waiting for the obvious question. And it finally, there was nothing there. And I had to say to him, I said, you haven't asked me the obvious question. There was a blank of about 10, 15 seconds. And he goes, okay, I'll bite. Why did you do it? I said, I didn't do it for you, you asshat. And that wasn't a word that I used. I said, I did it for the Patriot community. Those are the last words I ever spoke to that man. Folks, you can go with the winner, or you can go with the Skinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Won't be out in the morning too, buddy. Please walk me out in the morning too.
All right, we're back. Scottish John in Austin. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, well, first of all, John, it's been a long, long time since I've spoken to you, and I just wanted to say hello to you and Michael.
Hello.
Have the chance. I don't know if you remember me, Michael.
Well, that accent rings a bell.
Remember we had dinner at that barbecue place up in Round Rock? Must be about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, I thought of something else while I was on hold there. You're talking about Alex Jones. I heard one morning he got up, walked into the kitchen, and his wife was standing at the stove. And she turned around and says, Alex, you need to make love to me right now. And he says, what, right now? She says, yeah, right now. So he obliged her and made love. And he says, what was all that about? She says, I'm making soft-boiled eggs and the timer's broken.
You know what I find really interesting? And I know Kelly Nichols. I've had first-hand experience with her. Most of the people that I've ever talked to didn't like her. But what does he do? He goes around and gives ample reason for Kelly to divorce him. She walks with $4 million plus. And then he turns right around, John, and marries a Jewish hooker. So he went from a money-loving Jewess that she was a Jewish-American princess. I mean, that's the only way to describe it.
Yeah.
And screws around with a Jewish hooker, and all of a sudden, all the intel agents, FBI, CIA, are swimming around him like a bunch of sharks. And the problem that I have, and you used to be a caller into his show.
Yes.
The biggest problem is his ego. And I said this before, that if he thinks he's smarter than the guys that are the professional liars and manipulators, if he thinks he can keep a handle on that, he is sadly mistaken. He's been sucked down the vortex, either knowingly or unknowingly, but it is what it is.
Well, the last time I called into his show was to talk about one of his frequent guests, that English toffee-nosed pillock, Lord Monckton. Now, Lord Monckton claims to have been Margaret Thatcher's top advisor on climate change, which is absolute hogwash. He was the guy who took the minutes at a subcommittee meeting, but Alex always introduced them as Margaret Thatcher's scientific advisor. So I called in one day to put him straight on this, and he cut me off, wouldn't let me speak. And I thought to myself, what happened to the days when he used to say, if you disagree, you go to the head of the line? Yeah?
You've been dropped out of the line. You've been dropped out of queue.
Yeah. And just one more thing before I go, guys. John, just before I got in late tonight and I had to go out and feed the cats, but before, I heard you talking about that the FBI guy who stands beside the sheriff in Las Vegas.
Yeah, Mr. Rouse, yes.
Yeah, being married to Podesta's daughter. That turned out to be not true, actually. It's someone else with the same name as that guy. That's what I heard on Rents last night. So you might want to check that out, mate.
Okay, will do. I appreciate the heads up, John.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye, Michael.
Bye. Nice talking to you.
10 years, and he still remembers the barbecue he had here in Round Rock. And I know the barbecue joint, Rudy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris in Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, Michael and John.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? They make
some pretty good barbecue in Texas. I remember I've been there myself a few times in different locations, and kind of certifying barbecue. But if I don't mind me going back to some other barbecue topics that you were talking about earlier, the chemtrail cooked up soup, one of the main ingredients that's reported is trimethyl aluminum, TMA they call it, which is nanoparticulates, and one of the unfortunate coincidental side effects, although I don't think there are any kinds of coincidences at all, is that when it's sprayed on flora and fauna and trees, it lowers the flash point, and when it burns, it exacerbates the burn temperature, and that creates some of these so-called anomalies that we've heard of, that we've never heard of before, called firenadoes. If you go back a few years and remember down in Arizona, I don't remember the name of the fire particularly. I apologize for that. But then they lost. I'll wait till after the break.
Okay. All right. Let's take the break here. Bottom of the hour break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back. Chris, in Vegas, go ahead.
Well, I did have time while we were at the break to look this up, and it was called the Darnell Fire, Prescott area, down where I have land. And they had 19 firefighters that were killed in that fire.
I remember,
horrific loss.
I remember that. I was there.
And as I recall, this is about the time they had really gotten busy with their aerial sprayings. It's my contention that they've been doing the same thing up in the Californias, all over the planet, really, but especially in Northern California area. In fact, that's where Deva Tavares has a place up there. And it wouldn't be unlikely, I think, your scenario of them setting the fires themselves to force Trump to send money, federal funds, to rebuild California and all that building and stuff that would occur. And
yeah, because wouldn't that be too bad if the people that didn't like Donald Trump got a hold of this story? Look at all the poor, burned out people in California. Politically, that would be a hit that Donald Trump couldn't absorb.
And the other aspect we have to consider is this psycho-political warfare, Kenneth Goff, using asymmetrical war, using all forms of technocracy, including fires or blowing up dams or letting dams spill over, purposefully to drown out people downstream, to drive people off the land so they can reoccupy them with these new so-called immigrants and new international global invader terrorists who are coming here in the guise of being migrants searching for a better home, just a little more land for our people, right, to call our home. in the Israeli model. It's a very, very dangerous to America concept. It seems to be mostly proliferating around the coastal areas, all through the Gulf Coast, all through the eastern and the western coast. And of course, then we've got volcanoes erupting all around. I saw several of them are active in California. We know that the Yellowstone is really making the pop. And they're talking about doing stupid stuff like drilling holes and injecting cold water. Well, we know what happens when we put cold water in magma or hot water. It causes a great collision and evolution and boils over.
Yep.
And will absolutely cause it to explode. What kind of nonsense and insanity is this?
The government kind. Jeez.
Yeah, Chris, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. Occam's razor here, buddy.
These are obviously demented psychopaths, or psychopaths, at the very least. This is absolutely insane. And for Las Vegas here, I remember very, very clearly whenever Joe Lombardo was running for sheriff here, and he was appointed to be the site commander for the Bundy situation out at Mesquite. And they had Gordon Martinez was his main opponent.
Yep.
And surprisingly, Gerald Miller and his girlfriend Amanda, who were run off of the Bundy compound, the so-called militia and patriots, because they were really part of the Occupy group and Soros group back up east as imposter patriots out there, and they sniffed them out and ran them off. But not before he did a video with Gordon Martinez's brand-new campaign T-shirt that Gordon hadn't even received yet. Someone from the sheriff, Lombardo's entourage, had apparently supplied to him before Gordon got his hands on him. Then, surprisingly, we had the CC's Pizza shooting over here where they quaffed somebody laying on the sidewalk with a Gadsden flag very carefully and theatrically taped down at all four corners for maximum benefit to relate the Bundys to the shooting, which had nothing to do because it was Gerald Miller and Amanda Miller. Had a bunch of guns, and they supposedly walked or took a bus or something 5 miles, but I think it was more likely the agents of the sheriff that drove them over there for them to do that very thing. And the last thing I will tell you about Sheriff Joseph P. Lombardo is his own bona fides from his own experience that he was touting when he was running for sheriff was that he had been FBI Quantico, Virginia crisis actor event production trained, and also FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, the SS here in America, Fusion Center trained. So he's up to his hilt in this stuff. They have lots of embedded agents here in the FBI and in the U.S. Attorney's Office. This criminal cabal here that's running this court system in this town is full of these Obama, Trotsky, Alinskyites, these revolutionary rules for radical terrorists, who are really just destroying this country. They're trying to steal my house. I'm defending with everything I can to try to keep this from happening because these bankster gangsters out of Phoenix, Arizona, the Tiffany Bosco firm and National Default Services Company, pretending to be Merge Corp representatives for the J.P. Morgan Chase Company, which paid exactly zero to acquire their so-called interest from the FDIC, buying debts of others that they didn't have any interest in, were absolutely zero because they got a tax set off in the exact amount of $1.888 billion that they supposedly paid for $27.5 billion worth of WAMU assets that had already been satisfied, set off, discharged, or otherwise settled with insurance claims.
Yeah, and Chris, you've skated over one point. What was the land that they were seeking that the Bundys were actually sitting on?
Oh,
Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton. This goes back to the Clinton Foundation and the criminality going on there.
Harry Reid is who appointed Judge Navarro.
Well,
there you go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, well, Chris, let me. Can I interject something here? Can I just you live in Las Vegas, right?
I'm here presently.
Right. Okay. Well, no, I ran across this post that crisis actors. What are Crowds on Demand, which is a crisis actor.
Yep.
Yeah, crowdsourced. Okay, they had an ad in. Craigslist back in August for fun, engaging acting work in Las Vegas, $20 an hour. Did you know anything about that?
I had heard that Crowds on Demand group was here. I think Will Mount had something on that. Also, the FEMA drill that was going on here 4 days before the big deal. There's so many things wrong with this story that it's obviously a FBI precipitated false flag. I can tell you there are absolutely Antifa guys inside the FBI here. One of them's name is Matthew Schaefer, special agent. One of them that falsely arrested me, gaslighted me under the pretext he was going to investigate the crimes of the county against me and the Fifth Amendment takings violation of my automobile. And they didn't know the totality of circumstances.
Yeah, and this new FBI, the head of the FBI we've got, aside from his swearing-in ceremony that happened a couple of weeks ago, have we heard boo out of this guy at all? We've heard nothing.
No, but the other guy that was standing at the side of the sheriff during those initial interviews, kind of heavy-set, kind of a blondish-looking guy, was Steve Sisolak. He's the chairman of the county commission, the indicted principal co-conspirator in my Rico Bivens complaint, that is one of the principals who put his daughter on my so-called pretense defense team in the secret indictment where they threw me under the bus while she was protecting him, acting like she was protecting me in a sham grand jury process with vindictiveness of judicial, prosecution, and defense team working in cahoots together as the bar gang to try to assassinate my character. And I'm looking like I might beat this case pretty good because I got much affirmative defenses in my case, and
right.
The judge was kind of surprised at it. So,
well,
thank you so much for bringing the sunshine and light on this, Michael, and you. I appreciate your contributions to RBN's benefit for everybody here in America and trying to save the republic. So God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
your call, Chris. Thank you very much.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Crisis actors.
Crisis
in
actors.
Vegas.
Oh, crisis actors in Vegas. I got the ad right in front of me.
And you saw that interview where the man that was with his friend that took three rounds in the chest.
High-powered rifle.
Three rounds in the chest. He's standing there being interviewed by this person I'd never seen before, never saw him do a news report before. He reaches over and takes his microphone out of his hand and takes over the interview.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that was a crisis actor.
Well, he did a bad job.
When
the question was posed to him.
Doesn't that tell you why they don't have acting jobs? They've got to be hired for $20 an hour. That's how lousy they are. They can't even go get actors that were wannabes in Hollywood.
Well, they did it. They did it in Orlando. They had a few people that had IMDb, scales on the internet where they had participated in some B movies.
Right.
And of course, they're always looking for their 15 minutes of fame. So they hired them. You know, and I did a report, I did a show on this, where a number of the witnesses, I believe there was 22 or 23 of them, all had police records. Some of them had pending arrest or, going through the court system for charges that had been filed against them. And interestingly enough, coincidentally, all these people are witnesses to this shooting. And I'm thinking, maybe the police department made a deal with these people and the district attorney and said, well, we'll throw you some cash and cut you loose and drop the charges if you'll go ahead and do this,
Well, since the sheriff out there brought up the possibility that there was more than one shooter, now we see this Rouse guy, whether he's connected to Podesta or not, then we see this Rouse guy standing there. And I'm telling you, Michael, I watch body language very carefully. He is the ultimate gatekeeper. He was there to shut that sheriff down.
Well, John, there was a reporter that asked the question about the actual time when Paddock checked in to the hotel.
Right.
And when she posed the question, the sheriff cut her off, would not answer her question, said that there was a decorum to their questioning, and she refused to answer his question. But now they have to address that because it's been brought out publicly. And she reported outside of the press conference and, reiterated exactly what was done. And I watched that press conference. The sheriff cut her off with the handler behind him, asked a pertinent question about the exact time that Paddock checked in. The time that he checked in was the 25th. They're reporting it to be the 28th. And now they're changing their story and say, well, maybe he checked in on the 25th, but, we're trying to find out where he was between those 3 days.
Let me ask you a question. How many videos did you see of the Pentagon that was probably the most videotaped building, aside maybe from the White House?
One.
I only saw one, too. And what did you see in that video?
Nothing.
What are we going to see out of the confiscated videos from at the FBI's hand?
We're not. We have to take their word for it because they're telling us the truth, John. Come on now. What's the matter with you? Are you conspiratorial? really.
No, I'm just a realist, and I
you don't believe your government, John?
If it's still steaming and it stinks, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
Zap in Washington. Go ahead, Zap.
Hey, blessings, my good man.
How you doing?
I hope you're both doing great today, and maybe I'll start off by jumping way out off the text, too, since it seems to go all over the place sometimes, by saying that, Michael, when you first took over the evening slot and you asked the question that if anybody goes crazy when they watch the evening news because of the rhetoric and the brainwashing. Yes. If I may be a man about it, I would say that they should be tried and fully, they should be executed for treason in the public. These prostitutes and correspondents that are the evening news, it's sickening. It's completely sickening, and it's an assault to anybody's cognitive process.
Well, and okay, I don't know if you, Zap, I don't know if you've seen the latest. The new Secretary of State, wasn't he the head of ExxonMobil?
Yeah, Tillerson?
Yeah, Mr. Tillerson came out today, and he was talking about treason within the government. And I'm like, okay, you know how you get ahead of all this treason stuff? You start talking about it yourself, and you control the narrative. And I'm thinking about this today, Zap, and I'm watching a man that if he was really paying attention, or any of our intelligence agencies, up to and including the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, if they were standing on the right side of the fence, they're up to their eyeballs in treason.
You led in perfectly to what else I wanted to do was plug Clint Richardson's Corporation Nation Radio Archives at work. WordPress.com, his show last Sunday was unbelievable, where he went through the Iron Mountain Report, which if anybody needs to recall, it's 67 we're talking about, and totally dissected and laid out the why Vegas happened and why all these false flags and all this stuff is happening beautifully, as only Clint can do. So it's Corporation Nation Radio Archives at WordPress.com. Which was last Sunday's show, episode number 4.
All right.
But what I wanted to call about was the fire report, which I wanted to call a Roberts show because it's in the area radio, and I always end up waiting for the last minute because it's intriguing. I like to hear what other people are thinking. Anyway, I'm finally calling for the fire report because up here in Washington, we had fires started August 11th. Said it was lightning. Well, it took a week, two, three, and the news report. Bye. Here, you'll love this. You know what they call themselves? They don't call themselves firefighters. They are called incident managers. And at least 60% of them, conservatively, were all trainee incident managers of all these multiple fires that are going on here. You can find that information at Jolly Mountain Fire Info on Facebook or
Surely, Zap, you're not suggesting that these were wait a minute. No, don't jump the shark on me. You're not suggesting that these incident managers out there may have created this fire and doing a real-life training scenario?
They burned for the first 3 weeks, and their excuse was that the beetle thing took off and got way worse than it did. And, it hasn't burned for over 100 years. It's high time. I'm quoting. It's high time it does of some of the reports. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And then, yes, they were backlighting fires, but they were incident managers the whole time. And total, just like everything in Vegas, it's all Delphi technique. It's all like Clint lays out so beautifully, as only he can do. I'm so thrilled to hear he's back at putting information.
You know, I wished he would have called me and said he wanted to do radio again. I got a spot for him.
I think he's just doing his own little thing that's whatever, when he wants to and whatever.
All right, I got you. All right, Zap.
Check into it, though. I'd love to hear him.
I would as well. All right, I appreciate your call, man. I got to run. I'm running out of time here. Ross in Washington, 2 from Washington here. Hello. How you doing, Ross?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm also calling in regards to the wildfire situation in California.
Yes.
I live in central Washington, and in 2014, we had 300,000-acre wildfire here in the Okanagan Valley, the Meta Valley. The week leading up to that fire, they were chemtrailing heavily, atmospheric geoengineering, whatever you want to call it. Probably the heaviest I'd seen it in a long time. So the temperature went way up, the winds increased, and then the fire started, allegedly because of lightning strikes. I've personally heard a recorded conversation between the smoke jumpers and the people that were in charge, the incident managers, as the previous caller said, I think, either from the BLM or the DNR, and they were asking permission to jump on this small lightning strike fire above Carlton here, and permission was refused, and that fire grew into the 300,000-acre fire that consumed 300-plus homes. And then if you look at Agenda 21, this whole area is in red. They don't want people on this land here. And then also following the fires, you get all the relief money coming in, and then all the city people and city councils and everything else that want to suck at that teat. So I've seen it firsthand. And
by the way, your accent belies...
I'm also Scottish. David, as Alan Watt once said, we have a natural allergy to tyranny. So we're well aware of all this stuff that's going on.
Well, and the only question I have is, why plant yourself in Washington? Why the hell didn't you come to Texas?
I would come to Texas if it wasn't for my wife. She wants to be close to her parents.
It's a family thing.
What part of Scotland?
I'm from the southwest of Scotland, Dumfrieshire.
Okay. I was married to a Scottish lady who lived in Aberdeen at one point.
Okay, yeah, that's up in the northwest. Yeah. My brother's up that way. So. Okay.
No, there's a little bit different.
So anyway.
Go ahead. Sorry. A little bit different dialect.
I just wanted...
Go ahead.
Oh, there's many different dialects in Scotland. You go 2 miles and the accent changes. That's how we all know where we're from.
Ah, okay.
All righty. Ross, thank you.
Pronunciations. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. You know, bottom of the hour break, what did I say? You can be lied to and you can be skinned, or you can get it straight. What do you prefer?
Well, in defense of the people who don't know they're being lied to, there are things that you know and things that you don't know, things that you don't know that you don't know.
There are knowns and then there are unknowns.
Exactly. And so, just like myself, it took me some time, John, to figure out that he was being disingenuous. I listened to him for quite some time before I perused around on the internet and found RBN. And it wasn't until I met him in person that I realized how disingenuous he really was. So,
I was speaking about the network as a whole, and we need to keep going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, you were just talking about, as you know, the audience knows, that I wrote a commercial that's been airing for the last 6 months, I believe, five, 6 months, and we're just getting ready to... voice the second one to continue along with this. But yes, it's imperative, folks, if you want the truth to continue to be heard, you need to support RBN.
You know, you know who you can find out who the good guys are? The ones that aren't being padded or tempted or given big contracts. Mm-hmm. It's the people that they really don't want around that you try to minimize and underfund. Or, in the case back in 07, you just follow your handlers and say, go get them.
Mm-hmm. And we're still here.
And we're still here. Much to great amount of hair loss here. I made a comment, Mike, not to dredge up bad thoughts here, but I said something on air that last Saturday was the first day that I actually felt part human again. That I actually was engaging in a day, and it was sunny, and I was motivated. And
I remember. I listened to that show.
I was running into people and just talking like a magpie, and I felt good for the first time in 3 years. Folks, I've gone through all of that crap, all the personal crap, and still maintained this network and still tried to maintain some sanity and some sense, occupying my own spot on the air on this network. That, man, it's been a drain. It has been that. So, folks, you know, put your money where your mouth is, or at least where your ear is. If you're listening to the show today, we need some funding, and we need it now. So what are you going to do?
2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or go on to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit that PayPal button.
The donate button at the top of the page. It'll take you right to the PayPal page.
Right. And, you know, don't take food off your table, but send what you can afford. Because if this light goes out, that truth in the commercial in that sea of lies, you won't hear anymore. Think about that, folks. If you wake up and there's nothing but dead air, you're not going to be able to hear what's going on. Or at least we try to bring the up-to-date truth of what's really going on, disseminate all the information, and bring it to you so you can develop your own truth.
Well, and we try to sniff out the BS, and before going on air, do our due diligence to find out what the false narratives out there and who the players are that are carrying it. And this is for one reason and one reason only, folks. I have been doing this for 25 years because I enjoy the hell out of it. I've been doing this for 25 years because it needed to be done. And I don't know. If I do this another 25 years, how old would I be? Don't say it.
I can't even add. But while I'm thinking about it, you could. Mike's in there not doing much. You could pick up the phone, dial 800-724-2719, extension, what is it? John, extension
3,
and make a pledge.
Make a pledge. Do it today, folks. I mean, dead serious about this.
800-724-2719, extension 3.
If this light goes out, what are we going to be left with?
It's a scary thought, John. You know, I mean, as I've said many times, when I'm not on the air, and I don't have a show right now, but when I'm not on the air, I'm a listener, and I'm an avid listener, and I disseminate information.
Which brings me to a very important question for you.
Oh, gosh.
Here it comes. How many of you out there would like to hear Michael Herzog back on the air? I know I would. I know you would. When he gets back to Arizona, and he's got some monumental things, tasks he's got to do, but once he is settled, wouldn't you like to hear him back on the air, folks? I would. And I got a perfect spot for you. That 2 hours right before Mike Rivero, so it'd be Michael Herzog, Michael Rivero, and John Stadtmiller. It almost makes me want to change my name to Michael Stadtmiller. So you're going to have a three-pronged Michael stabbing you in the heart every day of your life.
No, I have to say it would be a good lineup. I know when I get back there, I've got at least minimum a week worth of stuff to do with a good friend of mine who's suffering from cancer right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I told you before, John, I'm pondering it and I'm leaning that way.
Okay.
I've got to look at the scheduling and, you know, see what I am able to do. As you know, the reason that I left the network before is because there was something that I thought would be of benefit to everybody concerned, including the listening audience. It didn't pan out for the time being, but, you know, that doesn't mean I've lost hope for the audience or the network and the message, more importantly.
And don't think for a second, fixing a stove and a garbage disposal and locks on doors and toilets, and don't think that's going to get you out of anything. And you're right. I'm going to be thinking about every one of these things I use on a daily basis. I'm going to be thinking about you when I use them. But I'll be thinking more about you if you're absent from the airways of Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow on another edition of the National Intel Report. Donations, folks, by mail, by website. Nice thing about the website is you can use any credit card up there. PayPal doesn't say no to nobody. So use that. If you've got some of those higher dollar cards, yeah, we know you got some money. Use it. Or call the network, 800-724-2719, extension 3, and make a donation now.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.